bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
No, it's not! It is not Dr. Ken Harris. It's your girl, DT. It is the DT takeover for Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am backfilling. I'm filling in. Dr. Ken is on assignment. And Truth Nation, we are going to have an incredible 2 hours. Our truth talk and text line is 833-212-1017. I am so honored to be here with you today. I'm a little in my feelings, though, because I love me some Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown. He was in the building on Tory Lowe's show, and I walked in. I was like, is that Reggie Brown? It is. So shout out to Reggie, one of the living legends of radio. I see you, Britt. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on our YouTube channel. We're streaming live. You can see me live. We've got incredible producers in the studio. What's up, Greg? How you feeling? I said, Greg, it's Glenn. Why you let me say Greg like 20,000 times? And now you want to put me on blast on the air and say Glenn. Now you want to correct me. Black people, boy, I tell you, be your own people. Glenn, how you feeling, brother?
I feel amazing. How are you?
I'm feeling amazing as well. I'm so excited to be here. I love being on the air. What's up, Sir Chance? Yeah, we're going to have a great show today. Now, ladies and gentlemen, however you may identify, I'm going to ruffle, as you know, some feathers today. And the two topics that I want us to have a collective conversation about, whether you want to send us a text message, whether you want to call in, which is my preference because your voice is valuable and it deserves to be heard. And again, our Truth Talking text line is 833. Hey, King, how you doing? We got folks out in the window waving. 833-212-1017. Call us. Text us. Jay Touche says, DT, I love your energy. Jay Touche, I love you. I love you right back. We black, y'all. We winning. We're black people. And to all my Caucasian brothers and sisters tuning in, what's up? How y'all doing? We love y'all, too. This is Milwaukee Black Talk Radio. So we're going to keep it bliggity, bliggity black. Now, Truth Nation, I'm going to ruffle some feathers because y'all know I like to stir up stuff. Research indicates that the academic performance of black students in this country, in the state of Wisconsin, in the city of Milwaukee, is influenced by a number of factors. But the factor that I want us to discuss today is the racial composition of our schools, the schools in MPS. Now, I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all know when I had The Truth Be Told with DT and Telly in the morning, I stayed on MPS. And let me tell you why. Education is the most powerful tool no entity, no institution, not even the IRS can revoke education. And the first thing that the colonizers and the slave masters removed from us when we were, I won't even say stolen, we were sold and human trafficked and brought to what is now known as the United States of America was education. You better not read that book. I catch you trying to learn. I catch you trying to be educated, and I'll kill you. Now, of course, you can't have that type of blatant racism today. But in the composition of our schools, especially when we're talking about the gap between Black students and white students achieving across different school settings. So let me give you an example. Now, a study by the National Center for Education Statistics, also known as NCES, found that Black eighth grade students scored, and this is on average, 30 points lower than their white peers in math, regardless of whether they attended schools with high or low percentages of Black students. Now, schools with higher concentrations of Black students often face systemic challenges that can impact academic outcomes. Now, according to the United Negro College Fund, also known as the UNCF, Black students are nearly twice as likely to be suspended without educational services compared to white students. And they represent a disproportionate percentage of preschool suspensions. And it's also, Truth Nation, it is important to note that predominantly Black schools often have fewer resources. We know that living here in Milwaukee. I'm going to say that again for the folks in the back. It is important for us to know that predominantly Black schools, due to systemic racism, and systemic racism is intentional, calculated efforts to make sure that a certain demographic does not excel. More teacher shortages, limited access to advanced coursework compared to predominantly white schools. And these disparities continue to play a factor in the differences and gaps between white and Black students when it comes to academic performance. Now, let me just say this. And again, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Are you going to act like this is not a big deal? Because what I really want us to understand is this. A lot of us, including myself, I'm 48. I'll be 49 next month. I got more yesterdays than tomorrows. I think I got about, Glenn, I think I got about 20 summers, good summers left.
Why are we counting?
Because it's real. It's real, Glenn. See, you young. I love young people. You're so optimistic. Why are we counting? When you get to that 50 mark, the average life expectancy for Black men in this country is 76. The average life expectancy for Black women in this country is 78. So if I'm about to be 50, that means it's crunch time. And I bring that up because Black parents, ooh, y'all gonna be mad at me when I say this. We have failed miserably. Because number one, we haven't held MPS accountable. Number two, we have not factored in the social gap between our generation and the younger generation, i.e. social media, the internet, technology, et cetera. And number three, this is the big one. Now, I just left a conversation. I'm not going to disclose their names, but I just left an intimate conversation with not one, but two dignitaries, prominent leaders in Milwaukee that happen to be Black men. And one of the brothers made an excellent point. Hey, not really a city girl. Made an excellent point about the conditioning of Black parents in this country where we equate high quality education to schools that are predominantly white. And I'm going to keep it real, Truth Nation. I'm guilty. When I first moved to Milwaukee, Wisconsin in 2003, the year of 2003, I moved here for work. I had two very small young children. At the time, let's see. So my son was five, which would have made my daughter 8 years old. And I'm not going to say the company, but the company that moved me here, the person that I was reporting to at the time, she said, oh, you don't want to attend a Milwaukee public school. You want to send your children to a school maybe in like Waukesha. I had no idea what Waukesha was at the time. So I listened and I sent my children to public schools in Waukesha County. Hey, Moriam, how are you? And I know I'm not the only Black parent that has, you know, fallen for the banana in the pail, in the tailpipe that equated quality education with schools that were predominantly Black. The first time my son was called the N-word, was referenced as the N-word, was when he attended a predominantly white school. Now, for all of my Caucasian or non-Black listeners that are tuned in, please just demonstrate and apply your empathy and ability to look outside of your privilege to understand why this is so relative and why this is so relevant as part of the future of this country. It is a fact that when schools were integrated back in the late 40s, 50s, and depending on what state you lived in this country, all the way through the late 60s, integrating schools between Black students and white students was a strategy. At the time, it was marketed as a strategy to provide access to Black students with better resources and opportunities. And the value of educational environments at the time was perceived as, oh, if it's white, it must be right. And when we come back, we're going to get further into this in terms of how white schools have been conditioned as a strategically positioned as a better resource, a better opportunity for quality education. But the data shows that that's not been the case. We want to hear from you, especially those that are Black educators, are Black students, are Black parents that have chosen to send your children to predominantly Black public schools, K through 12, in the state of Wisconsin, particularly in Milwaukee and the surrounding areas. This is your girl, DT. It's the DT Takeover for Dr. Ken Harris, Truth in the Afternoon on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Glenn, you're not playing. You already got the quiet storm going on. Can I have a drink first? Let me get professional.
Damn.
You got me feeling some type of way with the SWV throwback. Rain. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much for tuning in. This is The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your girl, DT, taking over for Dr. Ken as he is on assignment. What's going on with the camera? I only see like my, are we good? We good, Glenn? Get my Beyonce side now. Thank y'all so much. I hope you are having a great week. It's Friday, y'all. And for those that got their direct deposit today. Let me hold something. I love my people. I love my people, y'all, but we got to do better. If you're just tuning in, we are talking about the epidemic of access to quality public education in this country among our Black students. Now, let's rewind and go back to the late 40s through the 50s, where public schools in this country started to integrate between white students and Black students. So predominantly white schools said, yep, we're going to integrate Black students, which was intentionally designed to be a strategy for Black students to have access to better resources and opportunities. I'm doing the air quotes. Now, on our YouTube board, Mackie asked, Denise, what are your views on how the decline of Black men at colleges will impact the dating and marriage prospects of Black women college graduates that want to marry an equally educated partner? That's a great question. And Mackie, I'm so glad you asked. I'm just going to say this before we get back into how we got here. And I don't want to be monolithic. I don't want to speak for all Black women. So sisters, chime in. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Now, Mackie, again, great question. Here's my response as a Black woman. I do not measure whether or not a brother is educated based on him earning a degree or not. And as much as I value education, the face value of a college degree is congratulations. You know how to turn in your homework on time. You know how to study. You know how to pass a test. For me, education has also a lot to do with experiences. And so whatever you've gained in life through experiences, through failures, and have embraced that as part of education and educating yourself. Like, I know a lot of educated Black men that do not have a traditional 4-year college degree. I look at expertise based on experiences. So, for example, if I met a Black man who said, I've traveled all over the world, I've been invited to speak at seminars in Ghana or in Nara, Japan, Medellin, Colombia. Moriam, that has more weight from my lens than someone who says, I graduated with a Bachelor of Science from University of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Or excuse me, University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Let me be clear. I am not discounting the impact of earning a college degree, because I know in this country, especially, in order to gain certain types of employment, even in 2025, a lot of employers will say, hey, you need to have a college degree or you need to have a master's. However, for me as a Black woman, and again, Moriam, great question. Don't always assume that because someone has a college degree that they're educated. I'm going to say that one more again for the folks in the back. Don't assume that because someone has a college degree that they are educated. Because again, a college degree can mean you knew how to show up on time. You knew how to pass an exam. You knew how to study and turn in your homework. Congratulations. That's great. Don't sleep on these brothers who may not have a college degree. Thus, as far as I'm concerned, they don't have a lot of student loan debt, but they're still educated. Moriam on the YouTube message board says, I agree, DT. It used to be a bachelor. Now it is postgraduate. Plus, most college graduates do not have a lot of critical thinking skills. Now, Moriam and Truth Nation, let me ask you this. And again, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. Is college, graduate school, the only way that you can gain critical thinking skills? I'm asking. Y'all let me know. Hit us up on our Truth Talking text line. Call in. Moriam says, nope. And I agree. But see, that's the thing. It goes back to my original point. Society has conditioned us to pursue certain educational aspects that have not benefited us in the long term. So as much as we wanted to be in the same classrooms as our white peers, as a strategy to, again, access better resources and opportunities, we have to also recognize the value of educational environments. Woo, let's talk about it. Because I'm at the age now where I don't go into rooms that don't want me in the room. Are you with me, Moriam? Are you with me, Truth Nation? I don't go into rooms where, I mean, because here's the thing. They may not have coloreds only or white only signs, but you know the rooms as soon as you walk in where you're not wanted. You know the rooms where they may say, come on in. But they make you feel as though you've got eight heads. Something's wrong with you. You don't belong here. And so again, it's going to be crucial for us as Black educators, as Black parents, as Black students to recognize not just the value of education, but we also have to go back to the environments that we are equating quality education to, because it's failed us. MPS has failed Black students. I've said it on the morning show. I'll say it on Dr. Ken's show. I'll say it. MPS has failed Black students. And you know what? I don't need anybody to call into this show that graduated in 1985 and say, I'm a product of MPS and I'm just doing just fine. That's outdated. What worked in 1985, it ain't gonna work in 2025. A lot of you that are MPS graduates, congratulations. But you can't compare what happened 40 years ago, 50 years ago, to what's happening now. It's outdated. We have to change. We have to change. I was at an event, and I promise y'all, it took everything for me not to get up and walk out, because one of the people, I am a product of NPS. There's nothing wrong with NPS. I came out all right. When'd you graduate? 1989? Be quiet. Please be quiet. That is no longer relevant, because here's the social gap. And Eastside Corey, I see you. We're about to bring you in. Here's the gap. Social media, the World Wide Web, that didn't exist in the 80s and the 90s. Now, and that's another reason why we got to go back. We should have never allowed cell phones in the classroom. Eastside Corey, can we bring him in, Glenn? Thank you so much for holding.
Yes.
You are live. With
Dr. Hey, girl.
Hey.
Looking gorgeous. Sounding good,
you.
Too, like a smart woman.
Thank you.
I got you all to myself.
It's just me and you.
Finally.
It's just me and you.
Oh, finally, yeah. It only took 3 years, girl.
What is your question or comment, Eastside Corey?
That cell phone, the devil itself incarnate, I'm holding it in my hand right now. This thing, it's going off on me today. You ever have your phone just act crazy?
Just
go off.
I have.
With advertisement. You hit the wrong button somewhere, you can't figure out what the, and it just won't stop. It won't stop.
Technology can either be your best friend or your worst enemy on any given day.
When it's good, it's real good. I'm not lying.
Eastside Corey, let me ask you, what do you think about the state of public education when it comes to our Black students, our Black future leaders? What do you think we are right now? How did we get here? Did I lose Eastside Corey? I think I lost him. He hung up? Aw, Eastside Corey. It's okay. But here's the thing. We have for so long celebrated having access to predominantly white schools as part of the Brown versus Board education outcome, which integrated public schools between white and black students. In 2025, those same schools are now saying, nope, we ain't celebrating black history. We ain't celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month. We're not doing that anymore. So if I'm a black student attending a predominantly white public school where I have been now told that my identity cannot be embraced, celebrated, or even discussed. Like, how did I get here? What's the history of black Americans existing in this country? Nope, don't talk about it. And what just fathoms me is that schools that celebrate different identities and different cultures tend to produce higher excelling students than those that don't. Because being able to attend a school where your identity, your history, your ethnicity is celebrated definitely can play a significant role in fostering academic success. KB on our YouTube message board says 2005 is outdated. I know that's right, KB. Not for real. I get tired of when, you know, people defend where we are as black students, black parents of students, black educators. Well, I'm a product of NPS. Oh, really? When'd you graduate? In 1982, or like you said, MB, 1995. Stop talking. That has no relevance with where we are today, because again, the social gap. Do you realize, Truth Nation, that for those that are 40 and above, or even I'll even say 35 years old and above, we grew up in an era where there was no social media. And I mean like in the formative years between 0 and 18. And now we expect to be successful trying to bridge that gap. And we're not meeting our students where they are. That's the first step. The second step is when you consider all of the systemic challenges that our black students are facing, that are obviously, and this is data driven, the academic outcomes, we got to do better. Al, you are live with DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken. What is your question or comment?
My comment is we always can do better, but this is what parents can do. The same thing y'all do when y'all sit down with y'all kids and talk to them about the Bible and all them Bible scriptures and Bible verses when you get angry. You can sit down with your child and talk to them about getting an education. Just like when some of y'all get married, y'all start quoting verses. And if some of you parents don't have a GED, you can sit down and learn with your son or daughter. Just like some of these 1, 2, 3 years old know their ABC, 1, 2, 3s, they know their multiplication. So the same amount of time you put in Jesus Christ, put that into your child and get into education, you will make them an independent thinker, not a codependent thinker. They will think outside the box and be a critical thinker, and you're also giving them lifelong learner, making them a lifelong learner, because when they use logic and common sense, they can compete, dissect, and use logical with anything in life. And y'all know how to do that very, very, very well when it comes to that good book. So take the time that you use when you take them to church on Sunday and say, shut up and listen to the Bible verse, and sit down with them and say, well, let's see how we can figure this out. Because y'all always had the key. That's why they're trying to take it away from you. So the same time you invest in Jesus Christ, Corinthians, Ezekiel, and all that other foolishness, you can invest in your son. And all it talk and all it takes is you applying a little I care for his education. And also, you can teach them how to write cursive. You can invest in them learning multiple languages, just like y'all invest in everything else on the weekend that y'all don't need.
There you go.
And that will be something that will make the white man scared, because he always invests in his, but he'll tell you invest in Sunday. Have a good day.
Thank you, Al. I love the passion that Al just brought to the stage. I want to table what Al shared, because I want to pick up off of why do we as black people measure our success based on what white people are doing in this country. Anthony, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT on Dr. Ken in the afternoon. What is your question or comment?
So my question and comment is this. So I'm a product of the old Chapter 220 where black students went to suburban schools. So that was back in the day. But I think that when it comes to our current day and time, I think that part of it is cultural in the sense that Southern culture, education is really kind of promoted with sports and the whole aspect of how the culture in that region of the country is versus Milwaukee culture when it comes to education, when a lot of times we're trying to assimilate or trying to be somewhat like Chicago or be like everybody else, that we miss out on the educational piece. Because Milwaukee has so many resources, and I'm not even talking about suburban schools. I'm talking about MPS and the other abilities for us to, you know, work from a high school merging with MATC, so to speak.
I love that. Thank you so much for your call. And, you know, I want to ask you this. Okay. No, that was my bad. I didn't. Oh, is he still on? Are you still there?
I'm okay.
So
I'm still there.
Are you a Milwaukeean? Are you a Milwaukee boy?
I am born and raised Milwaukee, and I love Milwaukee.
I love Milwaukee too. Let me ask you this, if you don't mind answering: did you attend an MPS mm-hmm. school?
That is I did up until the time that I was in high school.
Okay.
So the time that I went up to ninth grade, I went to an MPS school. So the high school was North Division back in the day. And then at the 10th grade, from 10th grade on, I had transferred to a suburban school, West Dallas Central.
So, Anthony.
But I have noticed that.
No, go ahead, because I think you're about to answer my question. No, go ahead, Anthony.
I have noticed that it seemed like over the time that resources have shifted, where a lot of times during those times, and it's dated because, well, back in the day, the MPS schools had a lot of resources towards either the trades or college. What ended up happening that I saw from my viewpoint is that shifted to suburban schools,
mm-hmm.
and MPS was just trying to patch up the hemorrhaging that was going on and focusing on budgets instead of thinking, how can we foster better students? And then we came up with charter, and then Milwaukee also came up with not only charter, they also came up with this aspect of the gifted and talented school.
Yes.
All that messed up MPS instead of saying, let's foster education in all of these students.
You know what? And Anthony, thank you so much for your call, because you bring up a great point. Now, see, you done got me started. This is a whole other episode because Anthony brought up a very important topic. And Anthony, that's a whole other show about trade. Because here's the crazy part, Anthony. I know you already know this.
They're the new millionaire.
Thank you. See, Anthony, boy, if you was in front of me, I'd give you the biggest high five. And you know that's all calculated. Because now, if you are certified in HVAC, plumbing, any type of trade, you're starting in at $250 a year. $250,000 salary. Because there is a demand in those types of roles and jobs. And quite frankly, now, see, that's a whole other episode. Anthony, thank you for your call. So you got me started.
Can I say this real quick?
Please.
Let me say this real quick.
Yes, sir.
Because my son goes to suburban school too, right? Because we end up moving. Do you know that in a lot of these suburban schools, they have partnered with different companies? And so a lot of mm-hmm. these suburban students are being trained in HVAC, and they're being trained and they have these dual things with the colleges and businesses. And so on one of the trips, for example, at my son's high school, the students in high school, they have academies, so healthcare, construction, all that. The students went to an electrician's company and was pulling cable so that they can see what it's like to be an electrician. Mm-hmm. Why don't we have that at MPS?
And there you
and
have
it. And it don't even really cost that much.
And there you have it, Anthony.
Right,
thank you.
So
that was a mic drop. That was a mic drop, Anthony. Thank you so much. That's a whole other episode, Glenn. We could talk about HVAC, plumbing, trade positions. Can you imagine getting a 2-year certificate. I don't even think it takes 2 years. Just imagine getting a certification for, let's just say, 6 months to 2 years and walk in the door making $250,000. Come on, somebody. What are we talking about? Y'all, the YouTube message board is blowing up. Now, some of y'all got some beef with Al. Some people are saying, you know, Al talks against the Bible. He knows, you know, books and Bible verses. How can you be? Let me just say this. And this is another thing that we got to do better as Black folks. I don't even know if I want to share this with the public. I am a woman of faith. And I grew up in the Black Southern Baptist Church. I was in church, and for those that can relate, we were in church all day, every day. Bible study, Bible revival, vacation, Bible school, Bible, 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 Bible. And I do read the word. But here's the thing. When someone presents their views and perspectives that is outside of Christianity or outside of the Bible, because we know there's like 20 trillion versions of the Bible for Christians. New James Version, the King James Version, the old. So here's the thing. We got to do better at this. I get it. You read the Bible, you're a Christian, you love the Lord, he heard your cry. We can't punish or critique someone who may have a different view as it relates to their religion. Now, you may not agree with it, you may not like it. You may say it's sacrilegious, it's blasphemy. I understand that. But when someone calls in with their perspective about how they perceive the Bible, because what I just learned is that there's a whole Egyptian version of the Bible. Now, y'all know that the Bible, that a lot of us reference and read, you know there's a certain level that has been revised. I'm trying to be very politically correct. We got to, you know, Black folks, and I won't even say Black folks, we have become a society where if someone says something that you don't agree with, we go right to, you know, they don't look. That's what I love about the truth. We embrace all truths. We may not agree with it. We may not like it. But this is our station. We have a station, y'all. So we got to let everybody, whether it's traditional views or not, have their voice. Because I can guarantee you, and if you subscribe to any of these like satellite radio networks, like, and I'm not going to say their name, but trust me, we need the truth. We need 101.7. We need it. Now, Eastside Corey, you've been holding, but here's the thing. We got a special guest in the studio. So I got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from our special guest, speaking of embracing differences and organizations that are making a positive change in our community, whether you agree or not, we have to embrace difference and change because a positive anything is better than a negative nothing. I'll say that again. A positive anything, especially that is benefiting our community, is better than a negative nothing. You are listening to The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. I am your girl, DT. The DT Takeover, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. When we come back, we're going to speak with our special guest. We want to hear more from you. Our Truth Talking text line, 833-212-1017. Stay locked in. We appreciate you. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Brandon Snyme. The Milwaukee Brewers winning their third straight game last night. This one over the Cincinnati Reds in game one of a four-game set. This one by a final score of 1-0.
1-1. Swing ground ball right side out of the reach of Encarnacion Strand, who made a dive, couldn't get it. It bounds into right, and Frelick delivers.
Brew Crew will get right back to work tonight with Game 2 set for 7-10. Tyler Anderson getting the start for the Brew Crew. Lastly, we'll head over to the NBA, behind 35 points and a career-high 20 assists from Giannis. The Milwaukee Bucks getting the win on the road in Philly, 126-113.
Giannis on the left wing. He's driving to the baseline, left-hand dunk by Giannis. And the Bucks lead 40-39. 18-0 run by Milwaukee.
Next up for the Bucks is Miami on Saturday night. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder, thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear.
Now see, Glenn, when you play this, this is like one of my anthems.
Suggest you go back the where you came from, day to day.
What? Come on now, that's an anthem. Look at all the black women like, yes. Speaking of, what's up, Truth Nation? Happy Friday. It is the weekend. Paul, you've been so patient. We've been talking about the state of our black students. Who's to blame? I came in hard with the parents. MPS. It's a whole lot of us. Hey. Paul, you're live with DT on Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken. What is your question or comment?
Hey, DT. I'm the yellow hat with the white jacket.
And, hi.
You know, I came down to share some things with one of the other hosts earlier and kind of walked away a little dejected. But, you know, there's an old saying that if you throw a rock at a pack of dogs, the one you hit a howl. And I heard you say something that kind of describes, you know, my life journey, because I didn't finish the 10th grade. I found myself at Rufus King singing in the front hallway. It was real good acoustics. Ended up in the Army and, you know, got my GED to take up the nursing. And, you know, education doesn't stop once you get out of school, whatever age or grade. You know, there's a new classroom. That classroom is life. You know, if you're motivated and if you're passionate about something, which I found myself as a disabled veteran, passionate about the fact that black veterans don't get the benefits that white veterans get. And for a person that didn't finish the 10th grade, being motivated to take the case, fire my attorney and take the case all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Oh, wow.
For me, it was a bit of a Pyrrhic victory because it ended up being sent back down to the federal court. But it demonstrated to me, and I was proud of the fact that I put in the work. Mm-hmm. And that's what we all have to do. We have to put in the work.
Yes.
When my son was killed for his organs in Phoenix, I've been fighting to get justice for that for the last 10 years, finding disparities in healthcare, going to Washington to march with Sharpton. You know, it's good to pull up others, but I think we have to pay attention to those that put in the work. And if they put in the work and they're not able to share that information, those life lessons, then it's to no avail. It's mm-hmm. discouraging. And we can't discourage people from putting in the work. And, you know, sometimes you don't have none because you don't work for nothing. And, you know,
come on, Paul, you better preach.
The handouts, you know, it's limited. You're only going to get what they give you, mm-hmm. you know, but you have to fight. You have to fight for more. In 84.
Now, Paul, I'm sorry. My producers in my ear. I got a break. But Paul, I want to pick up where you left off, and thank you so much for tuning in. Gary, I see you. When we come back from break, we're going to go to Gary. We've also got a special live in-studio guest. But before we go to break real quick, I got to just say this. Because if you care about our children, our future leaders, this one's for you. Somewhere along the way, we got convinced, we got conditioned to believe that the only path to success for our Black kids was through a school with manicured lawns, high-ranking state scores, and let's be honest, a student body that did not look much like us. When we come back from break, we're going to continue to dissect this. Gary, we see you. We've got a special in-studio guest. Y'all, I need all the aunties, the uncles, the grandparents, the church mamas, the barbershop deacons, all the community folks to call in 833-212-1017. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.